The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Be Migs.
Be Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Be Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Justin from Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Dustin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the highest color belt in most karate systems?
Black.
Correct. What was the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America in 1620?
Mayflower.
Yes. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Pass.
Mike McDonald was the previous defense coordinator for what NFL team?
Green Bay Packers?
No.
Ah, shoot. I know this. Pass. I'll come back to it.
Who hosts the reality TV show The Voice?
Ryan Seacrest?
No.
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of Creed?
Pass.
Who is the Greek god of war?
Greek god of war. Pass.
What is the name of Apple's in-ear wireless headphones?
AirPods.
Yes. Zoe Deschanel plays Jovi in what Christmas movie?
Elf.
Correct. What album did Guns N' Roses release in 1987?
Appetite for Destruction.
Yes. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Susan.
Susan.
Ah, Sus.
It was not Susan. Dustin, but you did get 5 correct.
Yeah.
And you got to all 10 questions, so.
Now, is this also the Dustin that won a gold medal during the Olympics?
This is the Dustin that won the gold medal.
Do you wear that gold medal when you play?
Once in a while. And then sometimes I'll just wear it, like, just because.
Just for fun.
Wear it at Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Tell everyone that you're a winner. Let everyone know by wearing that gold medal.
That's right.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the highest color belt in most karate systems?
Black belt.
Yes. What was the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America in 1620?
The Mayflower.
Correct. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Teabag?
No.
Tiki?
No.
Kupski?
No. I like those. Mike McDonald was the previous defense coordinator for what NFL team?
Sorry. There is a helium balloon in this room that has a mind of its own, and it's been following me everywhere we go.
It loves you.
It's all around me. I can feel it even with a blindfold on. He was the coach for the Baltimore Ravens.
He was. Who hosts the reality TV show The Voice?
Carson Daly.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Creed?
Scott Stapp.
Of course. Who is the Greek god of war?
Aries.
Yes. What is the name of Apple's in-ear wireless headphones?
AirPods.
Yes. Zoe Deschanel plays Jovi in what Christmas movie?
Elf?
Yes.
What
album did Guns N' Roses release in 1987?
Appetite for Destruction.
You know it. Wow, even with your balloon buddy distracting you.
I swear, I've been paranoid. There have been times that I thought Taryn was like hovering over my shoulder staring at me. And it's this.
Look, it's
stupid,
coming again.
This stupid balloon that has a skull on it that we got for Danny last week.
This is from your birthday.
That's
in
your
October.
Birthday balloon.
Oh, that's why it's following me around.
Mine's still here.
Yeah. We have too many helium balloons in this
room. A little unsettling that the balloon that's following you around is the Grim Reaper.
It says, relax, it's your birthday.
And I do love, too, that like it was your birthday balloon, so of course it loves you,
yeah.
Steve.
Freaking balloon.
Well, even with that, you got 9 correct, which is a win, 9-5.
Nice.
Sorry, Dustin.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
See, the balloon helped.
I swear, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And
I'm
going to be in there.
I'm going to turn my head to the urinal next to me, and it's going to be that freaking balloon.
I hope so. The only one you did not know. What is the name of the little teacup in Beauty and the Beast?
Chip.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Megan Fox announced yesterday on Instagram that she and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting a child together.
I didn't even know they were still together. I thought they broke up.
I thought they broke up. They were engaged and they were not engaged. Well, now they're expecting. And some were, of course, very happy for the couple, but others were not. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Send some of these comments to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out your favorite ones, reenact them however you want, just to illustrate how people, I mean, get really worked up over things that really shouldn't even concern them. But, you know, people are having a blast making fun of these two, having a field day with it. Are you ready for the first comment?
I'm kind of scared.
All right, here we go.
6 months and he will be gone.
They lasted longer than 6 months the first go round. And that was without a kid.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
I don't get it. I know I shouldn't be judging, but I just don't get the fascination she has with MGK. Or the fascination that anyone has with MGK, for that matter. I would like it if she was fascinated with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jason.
was that Jason or was that the commenter? I'm confused.
I think that was Jason.
I think you might be right.
I was very impressed with him in The Dirt.
Yes.
But his music is awful.
See, I don't mind when he tried to become a pop. I know Danny hated it, I think. When he tried to become a pop punk guy, I was like, that's actually not that bad. I could live without him ever singing or attempting to be a rap artist.
Oh, no.
Whereas most people, I think, feel it's the other way around.
Yeah, I don't like any of it.
Danny's a huge fan of his hip hop.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever listened to his actual hip hop.
The only hip hop I ever really listened to him was one time he rapped John Cena out at like WrestleMania.
All right.
And then the other time when he was in that rap war with Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't really have a lot to work with.
That's just a bad idea. Don't do a rap war with Eminem.
Especially when you're Machine Gun Kelly, but whatever. All right, here's our next comment.
Baby's name will be Cap Gun.
That was actually a good one.
I kind of like that one.
Very clever.
What if they call the kid Revolver? Ow!
No, Cap Gun. We're going with Cap Gun. Did you see the picture that she posted, though? That was strange.
Is she covered in, like, paint? Or is she in some weird latex suit? I can't tell what's going on.
I don't know if it was, like, a nod to the fact that, like, now half of his body is tattooed black. So she decided that she was, unless maybe the gender reveal is just a fully tattooed black baby.
That could be it.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't understand what was going on there, but it was like her with like black paint all over her, and then she was holding, I think, a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly how my wife announced it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. A baby solves all the problems.
It does.
Yeah, I think it might have solved maybe her ex's problem. I'm not going to worry about being with her again.
Oh, funny enough, though, because I didn't know this, because she was married to Brian Austin Green, and he had two kids like right after they broke up.
With her?
No, with somebody else. Like, I was like, he moved on faster than she did, so.
He's like, damn it, I'm done. I'm trying to go impregnate other people. I don't think that having a baby ever really helps keep a relationship together. I could be wrong, but.
I mean, it puts a strain on regular people's.
You and your wife are still together.
That's true. We were 1 foot out the door on each other, and then Tatum came into our world, and look at us.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years now.
Everything's solved.
I believe in Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. We have one more comment.
There are so many Judge Judys in here. I hope you can all produce some relationship therapy credentials, okay?
Okay.
Is that a term? When people are judgmental, you call them a bunch of Judge Judys? Because I love that.
That's great.
I'm all in for that one.
Well, I
wish them nothing but the best.
Same.
Which, they haven't announced the gender of the baby. I can't even imagine what the gender reveal is going to be if that's how she announced they're having a child.
It's going to be like black smoke and no one's going to know what it is.
Like, what is this?
The Daily Migs Show.
You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social media. Our handle is at Daily Migs. BuzzFeed. They always put out these awesome articles. And in one recent one, they list off the things that everyone does but never talks about.
Okay.
So how many of these things have you experienced? When you get a call from a weird number, you immediately Google it.
Oh, I'm Googling it before the call is even over.
Same.
Like, if I see it on my phone, I'm, like, quickly, like, writing down, memorizing the number and going onto Google, which is so dumb because it's just going to be spam anyway.
Every time, potential spam.
And then I'll just go down that rabbit hole. I'm like, I just wasted 4 or 5 minutes of my day based on this spam phone call.
Oh, yeah. What about this one?
Okay.
For the travelers in the room. When your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to eat, do you walk to your gate first anyway just to make sure it's there and you know where you're going?
Every time. And I always think I'm such a weirdo for that. I'm glad that this one got brought up. I don't know. That's our first stop. Like, and my wife always thinks I'm hilarious because she's like, let's go to the Hudson's and let's go get some food. I'm like, no. Let's find our gate first. She's like, we're in gate C10 and right now I'm looking at gate C1. She's like, I'm willing to guess that we're close to it. I was like, you just don't know. What if things have gotten changed? What, you know, I always get so nervous about that.
You got to get your bearings.
Yeah. So everyone else does that too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do it more for the reason of I'm like, oh, I want to go see what food options are around the gate in that area. Like, it's not necessarily that I want to check that the gate's still there. I'm like, there might be a McDonald's over there. Or there might be a Wendy's over there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want more opportunities to see what other options there are before we make a knee-jerk reaction and just purchase the first thing that's selling food.
Yep. Get the lay of the land.
Plus, wouldn't it be hilarious if you showed up to C10 and you're like, well, see, I was right. It's gone. Went from C9 to C11. And you're like, where did that one go? It's at the other end of the airport.
What about this one? You're breathing fine until you lie down and then one nostril immediately closes up.
No, honestly, I don't think that one ever happens, but now it's gonna because I'm gonna think about it tonight.
I have a deviated septum, so I have one nostril that's not
for life.
Yes,
you've had that.
Oh yeah, since I was in probably elementary school is when.
I don't know if like something happened, like you took a ball to the nose or something like that.
I did take a ball to the nose.
Mm. Was this in college?
No. This was in elementary school. And my older cousin, he was like, "Hey, throw the basketball up and try to hit the power lines." So I did, and it came back down and I didn't catch it.
Just punched you right in the nose.
Smacked me right in the nose. And I've had kind of, I don't think it was actually broken, but look how crooked my nose is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Actually.
Oh, yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, it's very Owen Wilson-like.
Oh, no.
It is. And now when I'm talking, you'll look for it. Because when I talk and my mouth moves, my...
I actually have noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a crooked mouth. You have a crooked nose.
We don't need to know what's crooked on you guys.
Oh,
you just keep that to yourself,
all
right?
Shout out to Ray J.
Oh, my God. Okay, another thing on this BuzzFeed list of things that everyone does, but no one ever talks about. One pocket holds your phone, the other holds everything else.
1,000% yes.
Well, yeah. I don't relate to this as much because I'm a purse carrier, but... Oh.
Literally, I'm wearing quote-unquote jeans. None of the pockets are real. So
what,
I can't
they're make-believe
relate.
Pockets?
Yes. It looks like I have pockets in the back. This isn't working.
Wait, you don't even have a back pocket?
Nope. Nope. It's all fake.
I hope you got those on a discount then.
I didn't.
You know why that is, though? Because if you have things in your cell phone pocket and you pull it out, they fly out.
Oh, see, I'm more worried about scratching the screen with, like, my keys or something like that.
Oh, you got to get one of the fancy protector things.
Oh, I do. Like, I had the one when I got my new phone. It's the one that, like, they just, like... They just like put some kind of like liquid on it and it hardens.
Oh.
Just like they just drip it all over your screen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And look, you wouldn't even know. Look at this thing.
Did you buy it in an alley?
Yeah.
I bought it at Lovers. Isn't that where we all buy our cell phones?
Yes.
No?
What about this one? If you need a specific item at the grocery store but someone's standing in front of it, you pretend to shop for something else until they move?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't need pasta sauce, but this damn lady's in front of the Korean barbecue sauce, damn it.
This one I love. Danny, I feel like you'll also relate to this. The satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%. And Danny and I have ear problems.
Yeah, immediately. I notice it on planes a lot more.
Planes especially.
Like, all of a sudden you're landing and you're like, why can't I hear? And then you swallow and it pops and you're like, oh my God.
There'll be times where even if you're driving and you don't realize you've gotten like a high altitude or whatever, and you're like, all of a sudden it pops open. You're like, wow, I forgot that I couldn't hear for like the last hour and a half.
Sometimes it even happens to me going up and down an elevator.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Craziness. What about this one? When you walk into a store to buy something, but they don't have it, when you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting, even though you aren't?
I do.
I always feel that way. Like, they're watching me. They're going to chase me down thinking I got things in my pocket.
I'd start running. I'm like, I don't even want to be caught. No, I will start looking around like, I hope not. But that makes it look even more guilty.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden you're looking around to make sure that nobody notices that you're leaving without anything.
Stressful.
Or at times where, have you ever gone to a place because you just needed to use the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, well, maybe I should buy something just to do them like a solid. Like, and then you don't, and you act like, at least I do this, I act like I couldn't find what I needed. Like, I'm putting my hand, I wish I couldn't find it. I thought for sure they had that laundry detergent. I guess I'll go over to Fred Meyer. It's like, why am I putting on a show when they probably don't even give a crap that I just used their bathroom and I walked out?
It's like some 15, 16-year-old running the cash register. Like, look at this guy.
This loser. Dude, we get it. You had to poop. Just keep going. Oh, somebody said when we go back to the airplane gates, we find our gate, and then either me or my husband stays with our daughter, and then the other goes to get food, so we have seats to wait right before boarding. That's a brilliant move.
That is. Because I don't like standing.
Yeah, and then, of course, everyone's taking, it's like every other seat's being taken. Someone's, luggage is on one seat, and you're just like, I don't.
I like to shimmy in there in between two people.
Well, yeah, you also don't want to sit next to anyone. Have you ever noticed that? It's always, you never take the seat next to someone.
No, unless you want to make them feel weird.
Well,
which would be kind of funny if I sat next to him, grabbed my foot-long Subway sub and just ate it in front of him. This is delicious, don't you think?
Start telling about your drizzle phone.
You guys have this thing on your phone where you just drizzle some liquid and it hardens?
Oh, my.
The Daily Migs Show.